Oak. Let me reach inside that word. Smell the powdering rot at your ancient heart. Feel the sinewy grasp of your living bark. Roots grappling the ground, your twisted grace. Counsel you offer is far from human. Your heart beats slow. Your skin reflects the turbulence of ancient fields of force, the energy of this creative universe. Now all your former spread has shrunk into this mighty stunted trunk, which leans, is full of shadows. You're slow to leaf, but the crumpled green gold still uncurls against your rough skin. Let me reach inside your name. Let that word reverberate, strong as a rock, the sound of standing long, of roots that reach deep, so your name speaks the sound of when the wind wrenches. But knowledge much deeper than the moment keeps you steady. Although the road runs close, its tawdry restlessness shown up by your presence. Our temporary chatter hardly ruffles your millennial meditation. You have never forgotten what you are. Love song. What is this love that burns in me? Restlessly I reach out, seeking what calls me. Small as I am, this love is vast. This longing so great, I can hardly eat or breathe. So I search. Mountains and gorges, sea strands and cliff tops, forests and plains, rivers from sources to deltas. And down on the seabeds I wonder at the beauty I find there, and gaze on the clouds as they change in constant inconstancy. And still I seek the true object of this love. Marvelling at the coat of the leopard, the wrinkled wisdom of the elephant, the form of the runner, the hunter, the stalker, dance of hunter and hunted, eye of eagle, nostril of vulture, ear of fruit bat, cry of tiger, song of gibbon, colour of a flock of macaws, voice of the whale, intent of the ant and the termite, cunning of the orchid, knowledge of nest building, instinct for flight and direction, the bodies of great trees branching into aerial pathways, the lean of the leaf to the sun, twist of the tendril in motion, turning like cloud spirals, rain falling and rising in love with the sun. Flocks flexing in flight, fish swimming and swarming, the billions of bees and their dancing, the hosts of the human. And now I see it's the earth herself I love, her full self, her round being. This is what I long to embrace. And as I think that, she floats clear in my passionate imagining, a breathing jewel, and I see how night and day flow over her savannas and forests, the ripple of her mountains, her blue ocean trenches, and every arc of her endless horizons as I go over each part of her body, tracing lines of migration and seasons. Now, she swims out complete and alone in her membrane of water, emerging by the smallest of margins to life in all its diversity. So I cry out in one breath, so simple, so complex, so full of infinity, so fragile and finite, so finely poised in the tension of living and dying, so absolute, so contingent, so balanced, yet between such extremes. And I think of the final emergence of the curious and dexterous, gossiping human, careless trustee of the jewel that wears them. great fertile shadow of being, in the darkness of potential, you were here, life giver, life taker, mother of emptiness and overflowing, mother of earthquakes and storms, maker, unmaker. I ride on your back round the sun, gazing about me at the splendid company with which we journey. Most indulgent and dangerous of children, who long to deny we are linked by a life cord to our parent of parents, as we struggle with darkness and light. This love is too large for me. It overflows and engulfs me. This love is your love for me. I cannot contain, you contain me. I am lost in the warmth of your vast embrace.